listening to the UK and the world's favorite wrestling podcast, RTM Wrestling, with your hosts, Andy and Emma.
Hello.
Hello.
We're on.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Sleepy. Because of the pizza.
Yes.
Pizza sleeps.
Pizza sleeps.
But other than that, hot.
Warm. It is hot.
Warm. It is
hot. I'm sure nobody would be asked if we had the aircon on.
No, it sounds shit.
Does it?
Yeah, it sounds really shit. It's very, very loud.
Oh, God. Because this is going to be probably a long one.
Well, we can take a break and have a blast of aircon.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea. Well, depending on how angry I get later.
Okay.
We'll see.
Don't get angry.
Why? People like it.
Okay.
People like the rants.
It's just the thing you say, isn't it? Don't get angry.
It's a Wednesday. And you know what that means. It means we've had fucking shitloads of things going on in wrestling since Saturday? Sunday?
Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think it was Saturday we did the podcast.
Yes, it must have been. Yeah, because we said the day after, it's like, fuck, should have waited for that.
Hello.
Money in the Bank or Slammiversary or whatever it is. But we can do it now. And there's a midweek show because there's just far too much going on. Twitter's blowing up. You guys are losing your shit. I'm losing my shit. So let's get into it, shall we? Hello, everyone, and welcome once again. This is RTM episode 167. And call it what you want.
We'll see. It'll
we're
come
gonna,
out
We're
going to
see. We're going to see what it's going to be called. But in a week where Iron Maiden have announced their new album, and Stockport County's pre-season starts today, there's a shitload of stuff going on in the world of wrestling.
I had to go and have a lie down.
Mm. I had a two-hour-ish nap, didn't I?
You certainly
today.
Did. Yeah, a bit longer than that, I think.
Was it? It was longer than 2 hours?
I think so, yeah. It was ages.
I still feel knackered.
Yeah.
What is going on? So since Saturday, how are you doing? I know I've briefly touched upon this, but...
In what regard?
Just in any regard.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a shin splint, which is a bit annoying.
That sucks.
So I've been enjoying going for a run. But other than that, resting up my poorly shin, working.
See, when you're lazy and you do fuck all, you don't get shin splints.
Do you know what? I've got that half marathon in like 10 weeks.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I've only ran like... I've been running 7K. I need to run like 20 fucking k's. Like, I need to get arse in gear. I've got a shin splint, so that's a disaster. But yeah, other than that, how are you?
Yeah, okay. I'm finished for the week now.
Woohoo!
Which is good. No more work this week.
I'm so pleased for you.
And I feel like, Joe was saying on the last couple of shows where I don't feel like I'm quite caught up with wrestling since being away.
Yeah.
I'm still in that mindset, and I've hardly watched anything, really.
Right.
Like, I've picked my moments, I've watched the odd thing, like I watched last week's New Japan Tag Team Turmoil on Sunday, watched a bit of WWE. I'll tell you what, I'm glad we didn't do a show on, like, Monday. Before Raw.
Because
it would have been a completely different show.
Might have been a bit complimentary.
Well, I'll still keep it as complimentary as I can, but I feel a bit out of it, like I'm not involved, which is such a weird thing to say.
What do you mean, just in life or in wrestling?
in life is really, but because wrestling is my life at the moment. But yeah, I don't feel like I'm quite back into it, and I don't know why.
Right.
I feel like there's too much going on in too many shows, and I can't keep up, and
it's overwhelming.
And it's driving me mad. I'm going to have to pick and choose. Well, something's gone from Monday, so I don't have to worry about that shit anymore. But it just feels like there's so much. Because Impact, right, and we'll talk about Slammiversary first.
Yeah.
If they get their shit together and make it into a show that I want to watch weekly, oh, fuck me.
I know, you're a bit screwed, aren't you?
It's a fucking another one. And it may do, but it may not. But we'll see. Should we get a crack in them?
Yes, please. Oh, sorry about that. Just moved my laptop. Took my socks off and...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, hot feet. It's too...
Hot trotters.
Hot to trot, yeah.
Hot hams.
Hot hams, yeah. Big time.
So the way I've done the news this time, and I'm testing something out, so stick with me, but I'm doing it by company. And I used to kind of try and put them together by company, because it's weird if you'd say, oh, here's some AEW news, then we talk about Gak Man,
yeah,
and then we go back to AEW again. But
excuse me, sorry.
I think moving forward, my favourite saying.
Lovely, very corporate of you.
Fucking hate it. Anybody who says that. I'm going to try and do it via company. So it gives me, you know, if I look at, like, because that might give me a kick to watch certain things, because I've not watched any ROH. So if I see that there's no ROH news, then I can have a Google and see what's going on and that kind of shit. So let's go. So first we got a tweet about Slammiversary. And guess who this is from?
Is it from Chris?
It's from Chris! So at Chris Horrocks 31 has put, Rosemary and Havoc winning the Knockouts tag team titles was the highlight for me, and it shouldn't have been a kickoff show match. The rest of the show was good, especially Ultimate X. Haven't seen Money in the Bank. Yeah, doesn't really matter, mate, does it? Forgot it was on. That's funny. So I've put, it's pretty good. So rundown for me, the kickoff match was okay. The women's tag match was okay. Ultimate X match was cool. It was because I used to really love the Ultimate X matches, and that was like a big thing for TNA of old. There was a great spot where Josh Alexander, who's now the new sort of golden boy, he's doing New Japan Strong, he's turning up all over the place. He did a submission spot where he got his ankle locked, but he was kind of hanging from the Ultimate X.
Christ.
So he was upside down with somebody's ankle and they were on the floor. Shit. Like, so that was pretty cool. Here's my criticism. A major criticism, and this is the only criticism I've got. Let's have a look. Yeah, I think it is the only criticism I've got. The fucking commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Not only is Matt Stryker absolute gash at commentary. D'Lo Brown, fair enough. But not only is he fucking awful, but they on the stream that I watched, and I'm assuming this was the pay-per-view stream as well, you can fucking hear Josh Matthews feeding them lines.
Oh.
So he's the guy in the back, you know, doing the whole, what JR used to do, feeding him lines, yeah, and stuff. And you have to do that. You have to have somebody there to do that. Yeah. If the shit.
You can hear it, though.
You could hear Josh Matthews doing it. So Josh Matthews was like, da 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 da. And then D'Lo Brown would be like, oh, look at this pile drop, like repeating what he said. So that's like a production gaffe. So you can't really be too harsh on him about it. But they gotta fucking sort this commentary out if I'm gonna be watching more regularly. Matt Stryker, and I'd never want somebody to like lose their job or anything like that, but he really needs to get a crash course, because Matt Stryker is fine for a show that's getting fuck all viewers,
mm,
and he's a relatively, you know, middle-ish name in wrestling. He's been in WWE and all that kind of shit. He needs to sort it out. He's been doing this far too long to still be this shit. Like, everything that comes out of his mouth, like, I think he tried to do, like, a pop culture reference, and I was like, what the fuck even is that? And I looked on Twitter at the same time, and loads of people were like, I've got no idea what Matt Stryker is trying to fucking say.
Oh my, yeah, god, I'm embarrassing.
And Josh Matthews isn't much better, but he is better.
Mm.
And he's been doing the TV show, but then for the pay-per-view they bring Matt Stryker back. Completely no idea why they fucking do that, but hey, who knows. But he has got to get better. Somebody who can get him better is Don Callis. Because he came out later on and did his commentary bits and fucking ran rings round him. So if I was Stryker, I would eat that bit of pride and fucking go to him and say, what do I need to do? Because Callis is, he can't be fucking touched in loads of aspects,
mm,
at the moment. So they had the surprise women's title match. The surprise person was Thunder Rosa. got a great pop, even though there was only, I think there was 150 people there. So think about that for later. Mickey James turns up afterwards, says to Donna Peruzzo, do you want to join my NWA women's sort of show? She tells her to fuck off. Now, I'm going to, if you don't want to hear this, because I'm going to, I've looked at the tapings, so they've done tapings for Impact for the next 2 weeks. I've got a tiny bit on it, so it doesn't ruin it, but I've got a tiny bit on what they're doing. So if you don't want to hear that, jump forward 10 minutes. Okay. They tease the Drama King debuting, so that's Matthew Ryan Walt, who is, I think he was going for Matt Morris for some indie shows and stuff like that, but he's going to be Matthew Rano going forward. He's going to debut at the tapings, which he did. Finn Juice was a surprise tag team match, which was great. Chelsea Green was Matt Cardona's partner. Very cool. He came out and kind of ruined the surprise. Can you call it a surprise? I mean, I said before, that was probably where you put her in, but you probably could have put her in the women's title thing.
Yeah.
He came out and he had the Hot Mess makeup on. I was like, right, okay.
Yeah.
Fair dues.
About ruin her big pop.
Well, from 105 people. It's going to lose 10 people every time I say the attendance of this show. what I thought was great was they did a Bound for Glory announcement video. And in the video, AAA, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and AEW logos appear. So open it up. You can sell more than 150 tickets, guys. Open it up wherever the fuck you are. And then the last note that I've got is Jay fucking White. So he turns up after the main event. Again, 98 people in the build. So that is frustrating to me, but you've got to kind of start it somewhere. You've had Omega and all that kind of stuff. Open it up now. Let fans in if you know you're going to get these big time people. The ending, though, needs talking about. Because if I'd have bought that, and I did not buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'd have bought that, I think that ending would have fucking made me lose it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, so he comes out. The commentators don't know. You can fix this problem really easily with the, and again, it's another fucking commentary thing. Matt Stryker could have gone, oh, we need to go off, because it was like, I think they had like 7 minutes till the top of the hour left, right. So they cut it off early, right? Matt Stryker saying, oh, well, we've run out of time, but there's somebody running out. Bang, it cuts off. Totally fine. But they didn't. Matt Stryker starts trying to tell you what's going on as they're cutting off. So Jay White comes out, as he's face-to-face with Omega. Omega looks like he's shitting himself, which was perfect. And Finn Juice run out, which you don't know from watching it. I had to get it from people fucking reporting on it. Finn Juice runs out. Jay White fights them both off. And Blade runners Finlay. So obviously he's going against Finlay at Resurgence for the Never Openweight title.
Yeah.
So that's what this is all kind of doing. So, TV tapings then for Jay White and for Donna Peruzzo, she has accepted the Mickey James invitation now. So he does a promo, he comes out, he's the start of the show apparently, and says he came to Impact for Finlay. He says the Good Brothers' attempt to rejoin the Bullet Club is denied, which is fucking great. Callis comes out, has a bit of back and forth, has a bit of shit. Good Brothers come out and attacks. And then White is saved by Chris Bay, who then pulls a shirt that says Bullet Club out of his back pocket. So Chris Bay is a new member of the Bullet Club. And that's me Slammiversary wrap up. So you saw the Jay White kind of thing.
I did, yeah.
What do you think?
I thought it was a bit of a shame. Because I was just... I don't know. I just... People have been like wondering about him coming out on WWE, for God's sake, for a while.
Yeah.
So for him coming out on there, bit of a waste. That's all I have to say on that, really. But I don't know too much about him, so I just know he's a big deal. So to me,
you've heard him via proxy through me. Yeah, and I kind of agree with that. If you're going to make Impact a viable show, because it's an hour a week, they do good TV that builds up to a pay-per-view. And remember that line, guys. Good TV that builds up to a pay-per-view. Remember that, because that's going to be coming back later in probably a more angry way. So the things that they're doing are good.
Yeah.
Are everything they're doing good? No. There's some bits of it that I think is god-awful. But they need to tighten a few screws. And it is a shame that because he's still under contract with New Japan. The whole point of it is the New Japan element. For some reason, Impact seems to be getting it a little bit more than any of the other promotions. You can't really do it with AEW because Omega is in this thing with Hangman. And it would be sad for Hangman if tonight, for instance, Omega does a thing and Jay White comes out and stands off from him again. Because, you know, unless they're going to do a thing where they have like a, I don't know, you can't come through AEW, and I've thought about this, you can't slot Jay White in for a couple of weeks and have him do something that works for everybody. Because if he comes out tonight and he's in a different segment and he's nothing to do with Kenny Omega, then everyone's like, well, why did he do that on Impact and not on here? If he comes out and does the Kenny Omega bit, he's got to do a 2-week, 3-week program with him before Resurgence, which is the New Japan show. And, you know, neither one of them can win and neither one of them can lose. So that doesn't really forward anything. Callis has said on the tapings that they won, New Japan won Omega to defend the Impact title on Resurgence. Which, again, is weird because you would expect them to say defend the AEW title on Resurgence, considering AEW has had some New Japan people on there. So it's all a fucking free-for-all, it seems, at the moment. So where this all lands is going to be really interesting. But if Omega goes onto this Resurgence card, because there's no point, for me, there's no point in putting an Omega on the Resurgence card, and because you've got New Japan, the way that they're going to be selling this Resurgence pay-per-view, it's nearly sold out. So you don't need to shift any more tickets. If it was half sold, throw Omega on there. You might sell a few more tickets. But the way that they're selling it is New Japan World subscriptions or Fight TV pay-per-views. Putting Omega on there now, I don't think changes it too much, because you've got Jay White on it, and I've got a rundown later, but you've got Moxley, you've got the Good Brothers. You know, Moxley being on it as well is a, I think, a big enough deal. You know, you don't need to throw Omega on there as well. It'd be great, but if he's defending the Impact title, it's an odd thing, an odd view to be looking at. It's like, why is he defending the Impact title on this show and not the AEW one? Like, with all this now, my excitement level has dropped a little bit because it seems a bit odd. It's like, why would he be doing this? Yeah. Like, AEW is the biggest title he's got. No disrespect to AAA or to Impact, but AEW is the biggest title he's got. If you're New Japan, you want him to defend the AEW one. You don't want him defending the Impact one. But does it matter, because it's Kenny Omega? You know, I'm reading too much into it. Maybe I am. But yeah, it is a bit of a shame that the... Because if they'd have done it on Fighter Fest Night 1, and I know Finn Juice ain't there and that's why he's there and all this kind of shit, but if he'd have come out in a similar way on Fighter Fest Night 1, those 6,000 people would have lost their shit.
I know.
And it just...
That's the missed opportunity.
Yeah, because now I think people tonight will be expecting him to come out. So the pop won't be as big if he did. And I don't think he will anyway. But who knows? Who knows? That's my Impact rant.
Nice.
I feel like Impact's getting the brunt of my anger a little bit there. Because I think some of the stuff that annoys me about it, I don't need to be annoyed by. But they need to be better.
The commentary team.
They are
terrible. The bits I've heard are just awful.
The commentary team can go fuck themselves. Yeah. They're end of story.
They're really
poor. Really bad. Okay. Should we move on then?
Yes.
To Money in the Bank. So I've just put to start with, the fans were great. So let's go back to the tweets. At Axel_JMO says, Kevin Owens damn near killed himself in the match. Which is the Money in the Bank one. And then he... I don't know whether you recorded this, Axel, or if you saw somebody and you just stole it. But he basically tweeted us a thing with Roman Reigns. And the tagline was, "When you're with your husband and son, but can't stop yourself shouting, 'We love you, Roman.'" And the son, and the look the son gives her. So this video is basically, Roman Reigns is going to the outside. If you want to try and find the footage yourself through it, he's going to the outside, he's getting the chair. This soccer mum, this Karen, and Karen will come back later, shouts, "We love you, Roman." This kid, this ginger kid, gives her the worst look. He just spins round as if to say, "Shut the fuck up." It was the greatest thing ever. That kid deserves a free ticket to a show. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And then at Game Banter, talking about when Cena came out, Cole bust the nut of his fucking life.
Yeah, he so did.
So good. And Cena addressed that on Raw this week. So let's run through the card. So kickoff match. The Usos defeat Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. They are SmackDown Tag Team Champions again. Nothing like a belt to go with your DUI. Women's Money in the Bank match. Nikki Ash won, which in a, I thought the spot. And again, I can't think of a time. But there was more in this that made me think it was people trying to win a match than the men's one. And I know that's a line from another show, but I completely agree with that. I think there was a lot less spots and a lot more people trying to win. Yeah. So I mean, it's still, I enjoyed the men's one more because, you know, a match with Ricochet in and you've got ladders, you're going to be all right. But I thought the ending spot was really cool. Nikki Ash, like, they're all brawling. Alexa Bliss is fucking buried it under ladders outside. I don't know why she didn't use her mind powers to get rid of all the ladders. But Nikki Ash just runs up there and grabs it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Really cool. Did you see any of the Alexa Bliss
stuff?
So there was a spot where Selena Vega can win. So she's up there and Alexa Bliss hypnotises her. And makes her walk back down.
Terrible, terrible. Make it stop.
And what were the crowd doing? Jack shit.
Probably nothing, because what do you even do to that?
Absolutely fuck all. They did nothing. I love it. Fucking love it. Raw Tag Team Championships. Oh, it's so lame. It's so fucking lame.
It makes me feel ill.
It's crap. Raw Tag Team Championship. Styles and Omos defeats Viking Raiders. WWE Championship. A squash match. Lashley destroyed Kofi Kingston. They can go fuck themselves just for that. WWE Raw women's match, very good match. Charlotte, I've heard, is being suspended.
Oh, for the flipping off the crowd?
Yeah.
In real life?
In real life. So they've kept it quiet. Because I don't think... Because there's two ways to look at this. So, and I can't get into the rant just yet because I need to talk relatively positively about this show. So, Charlotte is obviously, they're trying to get her to 17-time champion. But now they've dropped three of her title reigns because of NXT. So they've got rid of them. So now she's back. She was like 14-time or something like that. Now she's 11-time again. Or two, something like 13 to 11, I don't know. Two titles have gone. So she needs to lose it and win it back. Pretty regularly, really.
Yeah.
But I've heard, and I've not seen it being confirmed, is that because as soon as these gals get in the ring, they start chanting for Becky Lynch. Why do they start chanting for Becky Lynch? Because she tweets a picture of herself at the building. So you're asking for it. Who the fuck in WWE allowed that to happen? Tweet it after the fucking match. Because she tweets that before the show, so everybody thinks she's going to be there, and she's going to come running out. And so Charlotte obviously gets annoyed and flips the crowd off. Peacock scramble and try and cut it out, which they don't, because they're fucking shit as well. Or WWE acting through Peacock. So it's Peacock got on the phone and was like, fucking, if you got any swearing or anything like that, you've got to get rid of it. That's their mandate.
Yeah.
So she starts flipping the crowd off. And they're scrambling to try and, like, cut it off the screen. Even though it's a pay-per-view, for fuck's sake.
Well, they say worse than You know, like the swear words that they use are surely worse than flipping middle someone finger. Off.
I don't know. But they tried to block it out, but loads of fans went on Twitter and fucking gave him shit for it because they tried to get rid of it, which is brilliant. But Charlotte defeats Rhea Ripley to win the belt. So she wins the belt on Money in the Bank. Loses it on Raw. Men's Money in the Bank match. Big E wins, which was awesome. Absolutely awesome. The stars of the show were Owens and Ricochet doing all sorts of crazy shit. Universal title match, Roman Reigns beats Edge. And then after, when Roman Reigns is posturing, out comes Cena to probably the biggest hero pop of his career.
Yeah. I don't remember it being like that.
No.
From me a few years ago.
he was the boo job.
Yeah.
John Cena sucks chant. I know you've seen that bit.
Yeah.
Have you ever been more happy to see John Cena?
I didn't feel anything.
Did you not?
Nah, nothing.
You're dead.
I'm totally dead to John Cena. I'm dead. I'm just dead to, I think, WWE.
I am now.
I'm not sure. I don't know, I just don't care anymore. Because we knew he was coming back.
Mm.
So it wasn't a surprise. And I just don't know. I mean, the thing is that he's the only person they've got who can speak like that to the crowd. You know, that like confidently, you know, can win everyone over, get everyone like riled up. And they don't have anybody who can do that at all. You've got people who can talk. Paul Heyman can fucking talk. And he can get people to hate him and he can get people riled up. But he's not John Cena. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I can't think of anyone else who can speak like that. So for that side of it, I'm a bit like, that's what you've been missing. You've been missing someone who can actually perform properly.
Yeah.
But, you know, as to having him back, that's...
Well, it didn't help Raw. Well, it did to some degree. But
it helped a little bit.
Well, they were doing the same number about a month ago. Anyway. But yeah, Money in the Bank in general, I thought, was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
And the fans being back, like I kind of said, with the SmackDown show, with like Edge's entrance and all that kind of stuff, and they were losing their shit. I was like, yeah, this is great. This is really great. And then you get Raw on Monday, and Cena comes out and the crowd's fucking red hot and you just think, oh great, this is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is where you throw your good shit at it. And then we get the rest of that fucking Raw show. But I didn't watch, I turned it off. Well, I tried to and I fucking turned it off because I was just completely out of it. But we'll get to that when we get to it. So Michael Cole on commentary said that the Hall of Famer Edge invented the Money in the Bank match. Several fans addressed this on Twitter, but one fan tagged in the actual person who invented the Money in the Bank match, and of course he could not fucking help himself. So Chris Jericho responded to the fan with a history lesson, noting that he and the former Raw head writer Brian Gewirtz came up with the match concept, noted that the only change Vince McMahon insisted on is that the contract needs to be held inside a briefcase.
That's so funny. What, where's Edge come into it then?
No, they've never said anything about Edge inventing the Money in the Bank
match.
So
weird. Like, what a random lie to be caught in. It's so strange.
Do you know what? This fucking company, I can't get my head around like 99% of the shit that they do.
No.
It seems like, and a lot of it is inconsequential to somebody who's just watching it, but most of it seems like they haven't got a fucking... Like, obviously, you know, there'll be so much that goes into these shows, and obviously the rewrites and the scrambling to try and change things on the day and all that kind of stuff will be a very heavy and stressful process.
Mm-hmm.
But what it looks like from the outside is that they've literally got a handful of shit that says Raw on it, and in the other hand it says SmackDown, and they're just throwing stuff at arena walls just to see which part... Okay, and just happens that the same shit hits the same fucking matches every week. Like, what's going on? Is it just me, or does it seem like it's just completely...
It's felt like that for ages, though. Like, it's always felt like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's I was saying to you, I don't know whether it was when we were in the lakes where I said, maybe I said it on air as well, I don't know, I don't think I did, but it's for the only, like, multi sort of like billion dollar enterprise that's on primetime TV that is that shoddy. Like, yeah. Everything else that's worth that much money, like Disney.
Yeah.
You know, Disney's worth more, obviously, but it's like, Disney don't put on a show, any show, even fucking Disney on Ice at the Manchester Arena, the touring show. Everything's slick. Everything's, like, thought out, planned out, great. Same with, like, any company that's at that level, because they've actually, you know, got people who know how to do their jobs, you know, like, running every single little tiny weeny element of it. WWE is the only one that just seems, like, so ramshackle and a mess, and always in, like, making shitloads of mistakes and making stupid decisions and just fucking up left, right and centre. It's just a fucking state, isn't it? Like, for something that's that big, it's shocking.
Yeah.
It's shocking that it's that much of a mess.
Yeah.
It does feel like they have just got all their mates in to run a business, and no one knows how to fucking do it. No one has a clue. Vince is great at calling certain things in wrestling. Not as good as he used to be, but he's good at that. We'll give him that. But like everybody else, Stephanie McMahon is just the daughter. Triple H is a wrestler. What fucking job title's he got?
I don't even know now.
I mean, he walks around in a suit, being all business. All these ex-wrestlers with these really important jobs who haven't got fucking three brain cells to rub together and no commerce experience whatsoever. Isn't like Stephanie's fucking chief marketing director or so? What the fucking hell does she know about that? All them fucking, all those early years getting pounded by Macho Man really sets you up for a life in business, doesn't it? I just find it like... I find it astounding. But that's why. That is fucking why. Because it's all run... It's like the monkeys running the zoo. Like, they have just employed all of their nearest and dearest in these positions that they have no right to be in. And that's why it translates to us, the fans. The final thing that happens is the end product. All of the output is a fucking mess.
Yeah. Because let's take the booking decisions out of it for a second. Or we'll get to that in a little while. But so, notable massive gaffes. Like, huge gaffes that I can reel off on the top of my head. The biggest one is Aleister Black's new shirt. Pre-order it as he's walking out on an AEW show. The 30 day, what should have been 90 day, the vignettes they run for him. So Aleister Black in general, a massive fucking shit show just in itself. The constant ruining of pay-per-view matches by local arenas when they get fucking sent by WWE a poster that has like Seth Rollins as the Intercontinental Champion when he's going into WrestleMania as the challenger.
Yeah.
That sort of shit. The fucking countless social media botches. The countless fucking, you know, YouTube clip botches where they're putting things up where it was a mistake.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what is going on with these guys?
It is just that. It's just a shoddily run entity.
Yeah.
And people on the outside who run really, you know, like ones that are done well. Yeah. The only thing I can liken them to, actually, from what I can gather, is video game development companies. Because they're a shit show as well. They're a mess. They're a fucking absolute mess. It's like, I feel like people who run like decent entertainment companies will look at WWE and be like, that place, when you walk in, it's like that fucking scene in Gremlins where they've taken over the cinema. do you know what I mean? It's like you've got people swinging off the fucking fans. It's like, it is a mess. It's a mess. And I bet it's known as a mess from people in the industry.
Yeah.
I bet the network sees it as a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Because the networks are always the one getting the little paddle out, having to like spank them every time they fuck up. And I bet they have to spank WWE more than they have to spank any company they work for. Any of them. Even the sports ones, you know, all that shit where they can't control, like, when a player is, like, you know, a basketball player swears or something and it's live. It's like, well, there's nothing you can do about that. It happens in WWE. These mad gaffes happen. Stupid things on social media, blah-de-blah. And it's all predetermined.
I know.
It should be the easiest thing to run in the world. Not in the world, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it should be pretty fucking easy. Yeah. They've got complete control over everything that goes out. And it's still...
And everything is just
is a mess.
Fucked.
Yeah, it's a mess.
So speaking of a mess, WWE moved the Friday, September 17th SmackDown show to Knoxville, Tennessee. So they've announced a new date. We sort of said that at the weekend. The reason why they moved it is now come to light. We kind of insinuated it was this, but this is actually what it is. Originally scheduled for Atlanta, Georgia, at the State Farm Arena, announced on Friday that the show was cancelled, what we said. So the reactionary, not reporter, reactionary journalism. Yeah, see somebody else report something and then you give your opinion, Dave Meltzer. He noted on Sunday that the reason why is that they sold 1,700 tickets, which was the reason why they moved it.
Ooh.
Tough. NXT champion Karrion Kross made his Raw debut.
There you go.
And did he ever. So Kross faced Jeff Hardy in a singles match, about won by Hardy in just under 2 minutes. Kross' Raw debut also came minus his longtime valet, Scarlett. During the match, Hardy missed a Swanton Bomb finisher, probably at the 40-second mark. Kross suplexed him a few times, all that kind of shit. Backed him into a corner, attempted to climb the ropes. Hardy hit a powerbomb off the second rope, then used a jackknife cover with his feet on the ropes to piss all over Cross's chips. No, so to pin Cross. Cross hasn't been beaten on NXT for a year and a half and got a 2 minute match, to which afterwards he got a promo in the ring by the new Irish guy. He said, "How does it feel to lose your Raw debut?"
The Irish guy.
Yeah.
That's what you're about. Was that Karrion Kross is Irish?
Who knows?
That's a bar.
Karrion Kross is generic wherever that's from. Generic American.
Yeah, yeah. Although he does look like he's from Salford.
Yeah.
100%.
Looks like he should have been outside trying to break into Wembley.
Or like with a flare sticking out of his arsehole in Wembley.
Flare sticking out of his arsehole.
You don't see that picture? That's
what? Somebody actually did that? Come on, Gammons, come on. Right, so on this show, somebody else who hasn't been on the show for 7 months also re-debuted, which was Keith Lee. And he got absolutely fucking murdered by Bobby Lashley. Murdered and pinned in the middle of the ring to set up a Goldberg return. So... And I'm trying to not go here. I'm trying to keep it. So, Karrion Kross. Let's give our opinions on Karrion Kross first. He's fucking dog shit.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea. I don't get it. It's that for me. Some people I can't stand. Some people I think I just met. And some people I genuinely don't get. And he's one of them where it's like, huh? Really? Him? He's your guy? Okay. Yeah. Well...
Well, obviously not.
Not anymore.
So, on NXT, he's beaten everybody.
Mm.
He's beaten Balor twice. I'm sure he's beaten Cole, Gargano.
Yeah, he's beaten them all. He's been completely undefeated
in a year and a half. And that's with an injury as well. Completely undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out with Scarlett. That's his whole gimmick. He's got a valet. So they strip him of that, and he just comes out as a guy who's like fake MMA, wearing like gladiator gear.
God, I didn't even see him, you know.
Well, you don't have to.
He was wearing fake gladiator gear.
Well, his shorts are like gladiator.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
But he might have had sandals on, who knows.
I thought he came out with like one of them like helmets and a...
Well, give it a week. Don't fucking say that about around Vince, anybody, please. So they've built him up to be this guy. I've started watching NXT again. Didn't watch last night's for reasons that'll become quickly apparent. He has been an absolute fucking dominant monster. That's the whole point of it. Whether I agree with it or not doesn't matter.
You can't argue with the way he's been booked. So regardless of whether, I know you're about to go off on one.
It's all right, go for it.
But you know, like regardless of what we think of him, we can't argue that he's been booked really well for what it is that we in NXT anyway. They wanted to do. They wanted him to come, like debut and be like the best guy really fucking quick. And you know, you can't get more perfect booking than what he's got. Like, it's perfect booking to be the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Going over someone, by the way, who's just gone back up to the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
And not just going over him, but going over him twice. So he beats Balor twice. Balor turns up on SmackDown on Friday. No mention that he's been in NXT. Which I thought was odd.
Mm.
At the time. I thought, why didn't they say...
Did they say anything?
No, they didn't say, they said he's just returned. Here comes Finn Balor again. Didn't say he'd been on NXT. Didn't say he'd been NXT champion. And we'll get to that. Oh no, I've already said it. I know, with Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking didn't say he's been NXT champion again. She's had her NXT title reigns fucking taken off her.
Well, you alluded to it before, but yeah, like, so essentially... Just so I'm clear, when they said she's the X Times champion, they've taken off NXT and they... So she was like 14 time, but now she's like 11 time or something. Yeah, like
apparently,
that.
And I didn't see it, but she did a promo in the ring. She mentions the title reigns that she's had. She mentioned the Divas title, but not the NXT women's title.
Weird. So which, like you said, she's had recently.
Yeah, so the Divas title is higher on the list of titles than the NXT women's title. So Balor doesn't... They don't say anything about Balor being... He went down and won the NXT title again. He's just doing... He's grinning like a fucking country bumpkin again.
Hmm.
Even though the Prince has been a great character, in my opinion. Best character he's had in WWE outside of the Demon.
Absolutely.
So they don't fucking say that. So, Cross has beat everybody in NXT. And this is no reflection on Jeff Hardy. Because everybody loves Jeff Hardy.
Mm.
Anybody who says they don't like Jeff Hardy as a performer, I would assume is being a bit of a dick. Just for the sake of it.
Like the people who say they don't like Friends, I don't trust them.
Oh, you don't trust
trying
them.
Trying to be cool, aren't they?
Yeah, I just don't like them.
Not as good as Peep Show. Suck my dick.
Peep Show. Don't even get me started.
It was the only thing I could. It was the only thing I could think of.
The Inbetweeners, or whatever it was called. So he's beating everybody. So he goes up to the main roster. He's been doing matches on main event. So he's been on main event where he's been smashing people. Fair enough. He comes up, Karrion Kross against Jeff Hardy. You think, right, Karrion Kross is going over here. That's what you think. The commentary team talk about Karrion Kross like he's the next big thing. And they're setting this fucking guy up. This is the same thing. And I'm not saying this is what they're going to do, because I don't think they are. But this is the same thing they did to the Ascension.
Ooh, yeah.
And now we know that that's become its own adjective, being ascensioned.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He gets fucking pinned, and I don't give a fuck. A few people have tweeted us about the fact that Jeff Hardy cheated. I don't give a shit. Could not give a fuck that Jeff Hardy cheated. That's not the point. The point is, and from all the reports and everything, people are saying, like, it's to send a message to NXT. Why?
It's your own company.
It's your own fucking thing. It's your own brand. So like people saying, well, because NXT has failed since they've gone on TV, they failed to do everything they were asked to do.
Which was what?
So they put them on Wednesday to counteract AEW.
Mm.
That's one thing. and didn't do it. Moved them to Tuesday so they could get over 1 million viewers. They've not got anywhere near it. And that's because of the programme. That's not because of the people that are there, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They put NXT on, Wrestle, and this is an interesting one, which we've never said on this show before, but it was a reputable source that reported this, and Dave Meltzer gave his little sly wink and a nod, so who knows, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but it got the Meltzer seal of approval. They did the WrestleMania weekends and put NXT on WrestleMania weekends to fuck with the independent companies that worked WrestleMania weekend.
What, like historically? Which
is, yes, which is fucking horrendous.
Well, it's, yeah, but it's unsurprising, but it is horrendous.
But it didn't fucking work.
No.
It didn't work. Because remember when they kept changing around, like Hall of Fame and NXT?
Yep.
It's like, God, why do they keep doing this? Why do they keep changing this around? And then that 1 year that they changed it around to get out of the way of MSG.
Yeah.
So they put Hall of Fame on the same night as MSG, but the Hall of Fame was still really well attended. They swapped it round. So NXT, in everything that it's been asked to do by Vince, has failed in every single sense of the word. But to us as wrestling fans, NXT's been great, I would say, on a whole. Even with changing it from the hour-long cohesive booking, because they booked it all in one night at the start of the month, and then you saw it for the rest of the month, and it led you up to a takeover. You know, ever since they changed it to SmackDown and Raw level booking, where you're seeing the same matches every week, and you're seeing fucking random finishes and interference finishes and awful botched spots because they're getting asked to do fucking stupid stuff, that's why it's turned shit. So if your company is going, fuck you, NXT, we're going to take Charlotte's title reigns off, Balor's going to come out and we're not even going to mention you, you're on the night after on a fucking major TV channel. For the next 2 weeks, it's been relegated to Sci-Fi for some reason. No idea why.
NXT?
NXT's on sat on the Sci-Fi channel for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Obviously, USA's got something else to put on.
Mm.
But it ain't the NBA Finals because they've finished, but they wouldn't have that anyway.
Who won?
Bucks. Milwaukee.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, Giannis has got his MVP trophy as well.
Nice.
So, from the outside, let's say you're just you're not like us, obsessed with wrestling.
Obsessed with wrestling. Oh my God.
Obsessed with wrestling. You're just a normal wrestling fan. What does that say to you? It says, Tuesday night, I need to do something else.
Because
what's the fucking point?
It sounds like they're winding it down. And I know I sound like a stuck record when I say about NXT UK having its head on the chopping block. But the fact that now, like, and when I say now as in the immediate now, like what's happening, like in the, you know, like in the last, on Raw, sorry, is it's like NXT doesn't exist now. So they don't mention it. And Karrion Kross came out of his belt, though, right?
Yeah, they called him the NXT champion. Yeah. Yeah. And he came out with his belt.
But they're saying, you know, like, Charlotte's not mentioning NXT and da-da-da-da. I just think this... this is the beginning of the end. I just think Vince is desperate to get rid of it. I just don't think he wants it. I think, if I'm going to, like, be completely inappropriate and go down like a mad route of assuming I know what Vince feels, I think Vince hates that fucking building after having done WrestleMania in it and done shows from it and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he fucking hates it. I think he probably loves it as a sense of, you know, it does develop talent and we will obviously keep it. But I think in his head, he'd have it as a gym. And just do like live events where you get free tickets, you know, so the wrestlers can practice.
Yeah.
I don't get the impression they want it as part of their like portfolio anymore.
Yeah.
Because like Raw and SmackDown need a lot of TLC to get those viewers back up again. And they are investing. So they're bringing Cena back, you know, Goldberg. We're probably going to see Lesnar, you know, like probably, you know, maybe Daniel Bryan, maybe somebody else, you know, like the, there's going to be that some big names that they're going to do to boost it. They're not going to put any names in NXT. The fact that Mandy Rose got traded for someone else shows that it's going to, if anything, it's going to become a dumping ground for people who were close to getting Future Endeavored, but they're going to hang on to them for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And
NXT will be the place where everyone goes and rides out the 90 days.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be like, it'll be, yeah, just call it 90 days. That's, yeah, yeah, that's the show. But yeah, instead of watching people go up in like they do transition, but they transition the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
They just transition to be unemployed. But I don't know, I get the impression that it embarrasses Vince, NXT.
So
it's too small fry for him, I think.
Not that long ago, Vince went to the Performance Center to scout talent.
Yeah, because I think he's getting ready to get rid of the place. And he's like, right, who am I having before I wind down? Who am I taking?
Maybe. It's such a shame. And this is the conclusion that I'm drawing from it. Same before, you know, there's far too much to watch. There's too much going on. Fuck 'em. Mm. I can't be arsed. Because there's loads of people in NXT that I think are great. There's loads of people within WWE that I think are great. But I don't watch Raw and SmackDown. I've given them the benefit of the doubt for the last couple of shows because the fans were back. And because I saw the reaction to Edge and was like, holy shit, this is fucking great. Mm. And Roman Reigns is getting booed well. Roman Reigns is flipping off the crowd when they're in the advert break. So he knows when to do it to not get suspended. But that's not been properly reported. That's just people assuming that Charlotte's going to get suspended for that. Because that's so Nikki Cross cashing in is because she's getting suspended, apparently. So that's why Nikki Cross. Because if you look, so this is another production gaffe. So, you know, Rhea Ripley's about to hit a move on the outside of the ring. Nikki Cross's music starts. She comes flying out, does a cross body like it's 1986 and pins Charlotte. Lifts the belt up and they go off the air. She had no time to celebrate. You know, there's all pictures of her being in the crowd, like afterwards and stuff. That was well after they went off air.
That sucks.
And it's just like, wow. So we need to get this belt off Charlotte because she needs to be suspended. So let's throw the Money in the Bank winner out there and win the belt.
Mm.
Anyway. But it's just mad. And then the next sort of thing I've got on here is, like, apparently during last night's NXT show, they announced TakeOver 36, which will be Sunday, August 22nd, the day after SummerSlam, because SummerSlam's going to be on a Saturday, and it's going to be from the Capitol Wrestling Center. With, like, again, like an Impact 150-200 fans. Why? I just don't understand it. Like, they just suddenly announced another TakeOver, like... Is that for Cross to lose the belt so then he can properly move up?
Fuck no.
Doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. So it's dead easy to say, and a few people have said it, and Gaz being one of them, so at Game Banter, saying he fucking hates Karrion Cross, so he was fine with it. And for me, I agree with that. I don't like Karrion Cross.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with it is, though, is he is fucking absolutely decimated in the same way that Lashley and Reigns have decimated everybody on a roster. But NXT is not in a position where it can fucking bring Goldberg back or bring Cena back. You know, their version of it would be to get like a Kevin Owens or, you know, Seth Rollins or something to come and try and take the belt off Karrion Kross. Or Samoa Joe.
Mm.
There you go. There's their version of it. So you get this guy to be everybody. The Samoa Joe thing is relatively interesting because it's a returning superstar who's definitely going to get a match with him and probably going to take the title now because Karrion Kross is up on the main roster. And you're basically saying that this doesn't fucking matter. This other show doesn't matter. The show that you like... You know, the very few fans that it has compared to Raw and SmackDown.
Mm.
You know, the 600,000 to 800,000 people a week who watch it, which isn't an insignificant amount.
Mm.
You know, there's companies that are full-time companies that get way less than that and still operate at a profit. And you're just pissing on it. Like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, it just completely boggles my brain. I can't get my head around it. Like, if you were going to beat Karrion Kross, you do it for 10 minutes, it's a back and forth match, and Jeff Hardy, because Jeff Hardy's been losing to fucking Mansoor.
No, Jeff Hardy's been, like, getting squashed left, right and centre.
Job City on main event, he's not even been on TV. So he comes back with his old music, which I remember being better. You know, and I was like, God, this sucks, this music. It's crap. But, you know, whatever. And he cheats to win. Who the fuck's it helping? It's helping nobody. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. That Raw show, every single match was something you've seen 15 times. Mm. They did Sheamus against Carrillo. That's happened about 10 times in the last 3 months. They did Jackson Ryker against Elias. Jackson Ryker's beaten Elias 6 times, right? In 8 weeks.
Oh my God.
8 weeks. He's beat him 6 times. And he beats him again. Why? What the fuck is going on? It just doesn't make... Nothing makes sense. We're in the fucking Twilight Zone. Everything's just completely mad. And it's just like, okay, so you're telling me I shouldn't bother watching NXT? Because NXT's shit. If Karrion Kross is... If Karrion Kross is bitch-slapping everybody on NXT, you know, we don't need to watch it. You release Joe, you publicly release Joe, and then they hire Joe back. So we don't need to watch it because Joe's not good enough for the main roster. So we don't need to watch it. Finn Balor on SmackDown, yeah, he's never going to do anything. He's going to get future... Here's a prediction, Finn Balor future endeavour within 6 months.
Do you think?
Without a doubt. Because who the fucking... They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. This is how you know they don't give a shit. It's because he came out on SmackDown doing his arms out thing, and all the crowd were doing it. But what did they do? They cut away from the crowd. It doesn't fucking make any sense. It's completely... mind-numbing. It makes me want to die. Like, just even reading about it, not even watching it, just reading about it makes me want to throw up. Because they can't fucking do anything. Who do you think Natalia and Tamina faced in a tag team match?
Oh, I know this because it happens every week. No, I don't know who they are. I can't remember.
Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax.
Of course it is.
What the fuck is going on? Anyway.
I know, it's insane. It's ridiculous.
They're the complete, shoddiest, poor run, worst fucking company for talent. Look at Ricochet. What the fuck's Ricochet been doing? And he's like, other than Owens, he's the MVP of Owens. Do you know what? Owens deserves, like, a knighthood. For that performance of Money in the Bank. For all the shit that they're doing, for all the poor quality and the poor booking and the bad relationship with talent and the fucking awful storylines and absolutely no continuity whatsoever, he's letting Seth Rollins powerbombing from a ladder on the outside. No.
I know.
He's got another kid on the way?
I don't know, actually. I think I saw, I don't know,
I might be making that up. But he's got a wife and kid at home. You get paid the same, Kevin. Just do the stunner. You don't need to do any of this shit. Because the reason why you don't need to do any of this shit, because it doesn't matter. None of this matters. Kevin Owens is not going to get a push anytime soon. Ricochet does this fucking mental thing where he bounces off the middle rope and jumps as high as I've seen anybody. The crowd are losing it, chanting, holy shit, this is awesome. Ricochet's going to be back on main event doing 2 out of 3 falls with Mustafa Ali. None of this matters. These people are fucking saints. They've got them whipped up to the point where it's like any little scrap of fucking TV time, they're nearly killing themselves. Fuck them. Fuck all of them. Every single one of them. And that's the reaction of a local Karen mother towards the WWE. So passed on to us by @ChrisRX31. So Fuming Mum says Smith's WWE toy glamorises violence against the NHS. Sabrina Fitzsimmons, or what she's been renamed by everybody who's seen this article, Karen Fitzsimmons, 41... because they always have to get their age in, appalled when she spotted the toy retailer advertising a toy during an ad break on TV last month. It's like, daytime TV, Karen. Yeah, probably think it is. The mum of three sat on the sofa with an NHS healthcare partner, Chrissy, 56, when the commercial burst onto their TV screen. 20-second clip of
because
WWE.
Because they didn't even have the toy, they just saw the fucking advert for it. Christ.
So, 20-second clip, WWE star Drew McIntyre declares kids can tear the ambulance apart for the ultimate brawl. Different characters can be seen booting through the ambulance's side panel, ripping off lights, windows, doors of the vehicle. And on, if you want to buy this, ladies and gentlemen, it's on Smith Toys website at $39.99. Mattel toy. It's suitable for children aged 6 and upwards. What the fuck is going on with people? Why are they so arsed about... I mean, they'd probably say, why are you so arsed about a TV show that is fake? Like, why are you going...
But I mean, that is like some next level, like, come on.
Yeah. It's the slam. It's the slambulance. Like, they've got, you know... the only way that
the
they...
Slambulance.
The slambulance, and they make a correlation to the NHS. It's like, they're an they're an American company, right? If they posted, if they got that fucking bus that they were driving around for Brexit that had like a big NHS sign on the side, if Drew McIntyre is like slamming Lashley's head through a window and it says NHS on the side, it's like, how is that violence against the NHS?
It's just
did Drew McIntyre claymore the ambulance driver in this advert? Did he just like pull one of the fucking key workers out of that ambulance and start fucking Glasgow kissing him? But
it's so funny. It's so funny. It's ridiculous. Some of the fucking toys from the 90s. I know it was a different time. But God, if you were to put those adverts on today, there'd be nothing left for kids. Well, to be fair, though, like this...
That lad's having a shit life.
Yeah, this lad's having a shit life. You know, I feel sorry for you. Because your mother's dull. But, like, like I said to you though, didn't I? It's our generation of parents. Like, I'm 36. I'm not that. I'm around in her generation pretty much. What is wrong with this generation that can't have fun? Like, why did they have to get rid of toys and cereals? Oh, childhood obesity. Like, what? Happy Meal now. Have you seen a Happy Meal now? You could end up with a bottle of water and a fruit bag for your dinner. And a fucking salad. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking joking? What's happened? What happened to us? It's us. It's me. It's me, this generation.
See, it's not you, though.
Yeah, well, of course it's not me.
Because we've made the conscious decision to not have kids.
Yes.
So, is it bad? Is, you know, obviously, this is too extreme. And this Karen can fuck off. And I bet a kid's just like...
Piss off, Mom.
You know, he's playing with a nondescript, genderless toy. Like one of those people.
Hooping
like,
a stick, like
yeah,
from
yeah.
back in the day.
You can't give a girl a Barbie even if she wants it. You can't give a lad an action man even if he wants it.
Toxic masculinity.
Like, fucking shut the fuck up. Do you know what I did with a fucking action man? Got me mate's mum to run over it with a car. That's what we do with it. I wasn't looking at his abs going, oh, I need to be like this. I was going, let's see if we can burn out action man's eye with a magnifying glass. That is what we do with toys. Everyone, that ambulance ain't getting smashed up because Drew McIntyre's claymore in it. That ambulance is getting smashed up because the kid's on his roof saying, will this ambulance survive the drop? That's what they're saying. But the question is, right, so I look at this and think, you know, completely the wrong way. Slambulance looks like a decent toy. I'm 32. Does that say more about me that I think it looks like a cool toy?
I think it's cool. I like that it's called Slambulance. Does that mean, on. It's perfect.
Well, I thought I'd, before we get to the WWE ratings and we move on to other companies, I thought I'd get a light relief.
Okay.
But the overall running statement is fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Axel J-Mo tweeted us saying, we were back in for like two shows and now we're out again.
I know.
It's just like, because coming out of Money in the Bank, I was like, I'm going to give these guys a go.
Me too. I thought it was the start of a brand new era. Oh, yeah. Just for a second.
Yeah.
Just for a second. But
just like when they think you were in, they fucking push you back out again.
Oh, there's the show title.
There you go. There you go.
Unless we can work Slambulance in some way, because I do like that.
Slambulance is good. Put like, do you know those like shit albums where it's like a title, then it has another title in brackets? Do it like that.
Now that's what I call Slambulance. What?
No. Do you know when it's like, oh, like a film where it's like, okay. Like Anchorman took the piss out of it.
But you just, I'll just put slambulance in brackets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not understanding each other.
No, we are. Oh, wait, okay. Well, I'm understanding you. You're the one telling me what the title is. How do you not understand? So, rating, SmackDown, 2.2 million. Got up to 2.3 with the return of the fans. Raw with the mighty John Cena. With an awful, and I need to see the breakdown, so we're not going to get that probably for another couple of days. I need to see this breakdown of segments. Because obviously the opening segment with Cena and Riddle and all that kind of stuff was great. It was great. The crowd were fucking on point and everything. Fantastic. 1.9 million. So I predict that it was about 2.5. I think the Cena bit was 2.5, and then to get 1.9 million, you're talking 1.5 at some point. Yes,
people there knew he was coming, right?
They advertised him being
on there.
Which is something they never fucking do. And when they do advertise shit, they don't even bother doing it.
Back to the monkeys in the zoo again.
Back to the monkeys in the bag that somebody's hitting with a bat. Anyway,
are we done
with WWE? Have you got any more on WWE?
I do, but it's part of something else you're going to talk about.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Is it a surprise?
What? I've got a theory on something.
Oh, okay. We'll keep...
It's dark.
It's a dark
theory. No, it's not like dark as in, you know, like...
It's like Vince has killed someone dark.
It's not that dark, but it's like, huh...
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Cool.
It might result and see me giving WWE far too much credit, though, which is what I usually do. Because just going back after all the like the monkeys in the zoo shit, they can't run fucking bath, and what I'm about to say in a short while will completely contradict that. They'll be like fucking masterminds.
Okay. Well, we'll see. So let's get to my favourite company, New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I'm going to get a drink.
Go for it.
I might have a vodka and Coke, actually.
Oh, why not? Why not?
Can I have some ice cubes, though?
Yes. Can I have a glass with some ice?
Yeah, well, do you know what? Do you want one of those ice packs that I've got in the Hello Fresh box wrapped in a towel to put around your neck or something?
No, I don't want to go. I'm not going that far.
Okay.
Anyway, New Japan.
What drink do you want?
Well, I've got half a can. Bring me a can and a glass with ice in, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Kota Ibushi has been diagnosed with pneumonia and will miss the next three New Japan dates. So it's reported that in order for him to make a full recovery, he's going to miss July 22nd, July 23rd, July 24th. They've not said he's not doing the Tokyo Dome yet, which is mad because that's July 25th. If this cunt's got pneumonia, he ain't doing the 25th. Or I would hope they find a replacement. But who knows? So the final decision regarding his appearance at Wrestle Grand Slam is going to be determined after assessing the recovery. So that's sad. Hope he gets better. He's fucking amazing, Ibushi. I was really looking forward to the Wrestle Grand Slam thing, but obviously, if he goes out there with pneumonia, like when they go out there with fucking like broken arms and shit, and like the back of the neck's fucked, and they still go out there and wrestle for 35 minutes. I don't need to see that. If Ibushi's got pneumonia now, just postpone it. None of the people in the Tokyo Dome are going to be that arsed about that. Just throw somebody else in there. You know, Okada's against Jeff Cobb. Make it a triple threat. Shingo, Okada, Jeff Cobb, IWGP Heavyweight title. Done. The Drama King, Matt Morris, is also going to be turning up in New Japan, as well as his Impact stuff. So I said his actual name before. But he's going to be on the English commentary team for Resurgence on the 14th. So they've announced a couple of new matches for that. So added to the card, as well as the Jay White, Dave Finlay, never openweight title. You've got Carl Fredericks against Alex Coughlin, Fred Rossier and Rocky Romero and Wheeler Yuta, who's been on AEW as part of the Best Friends. Is he? Wheeler? Yeah, it's Freddie Ahai who's the other one. Versus TJP, Clark Connors, and Red Narita. So the other people who haven't got matches yet are Moxley, Lawler, Gallows and Anderson, Juice, Robinson, Amino, Hikaleo, Leo Rush, Brody King, Chris Dickinson, and JR Kratos. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is your little New Japan roundup for this half week. We'll see if we get any more by the weekend when we start building up to Wrestle Grand Slam. So, obviously, AEW, there's not much going on at the moment. Well, there's one thing going on at the moment, which we'll get to now. But obviously, AEW's tonight, so we'll probably speak more about AEW and New Japan on the weekend. But the real reason everyone's here is that the biggest wrestling question of the last decade may soon be coming to an end, as CM Punk is apparently having discussions regarding an in-ring return, as reported by Fightful Select, which their report is behind a paywall on Patreon. What? Get it together, Sean. So Fightful said that they... And that's why people who pay for it then re-report it, so I don't have to. Fightful said that he's learnt last week that CM Punk has been in talks to return to pro wrestling, with the sources indicating that the most likely landing points would be All Elite Wrestling. This comes at the same time, and this is reported by me. This is my shit. just to say. I very rarely do this, but this is something I heard the other day. Comes at the same time that WWE have removed all future plans for Daniel Bryan merchandise and appearance. Now, it's worth noting they did the same thing for Brock Lesnar, but Brock Lesnar's not been back since that. But he bought,
so has it all gone? If I went on the shop now, would it all have been gone?
I've not checked that. So you have a check, but there's no Mattel figure. Normally they do a Mattel figure a year. There's right. No figure. He's not in the video game.
Okay. He's not in the video game?
Yeah, it's all that sort of shit.
Oh my God.
They've deleted him.
Do you suppose this is why AEW's Ooh. Video game is financially crippling them, because they keep adding new wrestlers to the roster?
Maybe.
And they have to keep adding them in.
Maybe.
Okay, WWE.
It's a good point, actually, that. Which is why it keeps getting delayed by a month. Yeah, yeah. Because fucking people keep turning up. Oh, yeah. Hear that.
Euro taxi. Shop or normal shop?
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, Euro shop. Nah, fuck it, I'll go on the proper one. No offence to the Euro shop, but, you know, you're the lesser brand. You're the NXT of WWE shops.
So why are you looking at that?
Yeah.
Funny timing, and it might not be anything too much to read about, but the upcoming Dynamite and Rampage from Chicago, Illinois, have suddenly added a load of new sections available for ticket sales.
Saw that. All this shit's still on there.
Is it?
Yeah.
But no future plans.
It's all on sale, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now's your time to go and get yourself a Daniel Bryan t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen.
It's just those, like, shit tree ones, the S.
Yeah, it's be shit. Speaking of t-shirts, if like you're it, interested... Oh, well, yeah, the S one's not
like
too
hoodie.
Good. Don't give them money.
I know, but I like stuff.
Okay. Well,
no, I'm not going to.
Just think of what the AEW one's going to be. Speaking of merch, if you're a fan of Street Fighter and you're a fan of AEW, they're doing that Street Fighter collaboration shit again. Hikaru Shida is on one and John Moxley is on the other. They're currently up. I think Shida's has been up for about 4 or 5 days, so they might not be, because they're just on sale for a week. But it's not like the old ones where they had like the Elite against... Like, that was so cool. I would have bought that in a heartbeat. But they're on sale 4 a week, so it's like they'll sell as many as they can in that week. But there isn't like just strictly to 200 people or whatever. But you get a Shida one and you can get a John Moxley one currently. I think John Moxley's has just gone on, so you might have a full week of that. Shida's day or two left, if that.
Did you not fancy any of them?
I'm not in the position to be spending that kind of money.
No.
But they do look cool. But they are, you know, $25 is the normal t-shirt price. The $37.99, these things. So it's a lot to spend on a t-shirt when I've got fucking millions. So, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan. So let's go to the poll to start with. So many people have tweeted us about it, just making their comments and stuff. So I won't go into too much detail and read them out. But the poll that I did was up to 30 last time I checked it, so it's the most over poll we've done in ages, with a mighty 30 votes. A 35, wow. CM Punk equals cash, ladies and gentlemen. 35 votes on a poll, holy shit. So third place, 20%. The question is, where do you want to see CM Punk end up? 20% is I really don't care. Now I'm assuming By contact, sorry. I really don't care means people want him to come back, but they don't care where he goes. Or it could mean, I don't give a shit about CM Punk's return.
It's tough to tell, really, isn't it?
In second place, and this is interesting because it was neck and neck for a long time when I was watching this go up. It's only been up for a couple of hours. Second place with 22.9% of the vote is WWE. Which means with 57.1%, the RTM Wrestling Twitter followers want to see him in AEW. So what do you think? So people are losing the shit. Axel Chambers losing shit. Chris is quite calm. I think he's more talking about Impact.
Chris is quite calm.
He's quite calm. He's throwing his puns out. He's making me laugh. He's doing his normal stuff. Kyle Masters of the All Elite podcast, he's losing his shit.
Yeah.
We're all losing our shit.
Absolutely.
What do you think? Is it another, we've heard this for the last 10 years, it's not going to happen, or do you think there's some substance to this?
I'd like it to happen, but I don't think it will. I really don't. I mean, this... That,
at all, or...
That Sean just... guy, Sean Ross?
See, I've never seen this guy before, this Sean
He's
Ross.
Always on our timeline, so people must like him. If we don't follow him.
No, we don't follow him.
He is, you know, he's even come out and said, people will call this bullshit, but I've got it on such good authority.
But he's hidden it behind a paywall, though.
Yeah, all his shit's behind a paywall.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think if you click it, it takes you to, like, Patreon or some shit, so.
Yeah, Patreon.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really, really don't. I do think we've heard it many times before. If anything is happening, I don't think it's going to happen for a long time. Because if someone's in talks, fuck me, how long's that going to take? My thing I was saying before about WWE, about giving them too much credit.
Go for it.
One of my first thoughts, believe it or not, this is how my fucking brain works, was WWE has re-signed CM Punk.
Right.
They've put out a little rumour that he's talking to AEW, causing the fans at AEW to chant CM Punk, and then he comes out on WWE. Gets them all in a tiz, chants his name at the shows all over their TV. Everyone can hear it, CM Punk, CM Punk, and then he's on WWE, and it makes AEW look fucking stupid, because they've essentially just been bigging up a debut on WWE.
It's a lot different than the other way around.
they've been.
It's about time AEW
literally been punk before.
Yeah, it's about time AEW puts a WWE wrestler over.
But that was like, I thought, I was like, God, that would be some like really petty, mad marketing move to put a fake rumor out that it's AEW because they know people chant his name.
Because that's the story. The story is he's in talks with AEW. Yeah. Not that he's in talks with WWE.
No, I know.
So,
but that does give him a lot of credit.
It does, but look at the... So if you're looking at sort of like a theory, and you look at the evidence as to why that could potentially be true, they've done everything to fuck with AEW. They've hot-shotted NXT.
Mm-hmm.
By doing things like Halloween Havoc and all that kind of bullshit. They moved it to Wednesday on a live TV show to fuck with NXT, to fuck with AEW. They've doing things like, because they know Jericho was going to respond to that, saying that Edge was the one who fucking...
Absolutely.
They knew he was going to respond to that. So they do fuck with him. And it's this pissant company and all that kind of shit all over again. If I was WWE... And we had Punk again. That's exactly what I would do. Is put that rumour out there. That he's talking with AEW. Now, if AEW were genuinely not talking to him, the way they need to counteract that is to come out and say we ain't in talks with him.
Yeah, I know. But I just think that'll spur the fans on even more.
What if they say he's not in talks with us?
Well, I think... No, actually. I think if I saw Tony Khan come out and say this is not true...
Yeah.
I would probably be inclined to believe that, but I feel like a part of me would go, oh, but are you just trying to throw us off the scent? I think that's what a lot of people would be thinking. And even so, tying Punk's name to AEW still potentially causes a chant.
Oh, absolutely. If there isn't a CM Punk chant tonight, I'd be surprised.
Yeah. And I just think that would be so sad if he's at WWE and they've got the AEW fans to chant his name.
Do you know what? That is too good, that.
If I'm not right, I need to go into business as an evil mastermind.
Well, that's exactly what they should do, though. If they want to fuck with him.
Mm.
The thing with that is, though, AEW's doing well, you know, 1.025 million. Let's see what they do tonight. Hopefully it's still over a million. They're not going against an NBA Finals, so it could be 1.1, 1.2. Who the fuck knows? If it was 1.2 or something like that. Because they beat Raw in the fucking demo, like, last week, you know, with an extra 600,000 viewers Raw had, which is fucking insane. So, and that's the fan base that are going to chant CM Punk. It's kind of took the wind out of my sails.
Sorry,
that
I'm
bit.
Really
no, it's
sorry.
Good. It's good, though.
I'm really
but
sorry.
It's a good thing.
It was one of my first thoughts about it. I was like, oh, that's a bit too...
So, the main point of it that I was going to kind of say was if you Punk... Because the thing is, right, I've been very vocally critical of CM Punk on this show. Numerous times, because it feels like we've ridden this roller coaster every year.
Yeah,
is he coming back? Is he not coming
Literally
back?
Literally every year.
Every year,
at least for the last, at least after the UFC failure, like it's been like right. Well, it's
God, that's good.
The Pepsi,
the ice cube.
The Pepsi
oh
and the
God.
I know the ice cubes are great. I feel like the earth is on fire right now. It's that hot.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's
absolutely ridiculous.
It is insane.
I should just get naked.
Well, I don't think that'd help.
No.
I'm burning to my core. I don't mean so, actually.
Have you got ice cubes in your water?
There was one and it's completely melted.
Oh, okay. Jesus. So we've ridden this roller coaster every year for the last 4 years, at the very least. Me personally, my opinion on it is if he goes back to WWE, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. I honestly don't care. Because he's been so critical of wrestling, he's been so weird about everything. The UFC thing was a complete fucking shit show, which I told you it was going to be after he released his training videos. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh my god, this guy's going to get eaten alive because he can't punch, which is weird. I don't care. If he goes to AEW, again, I don't want to see him against, you know, I don't want to see him instantly against like Kenny Omega or that kind of thing.
I think he would be.
But if he goes to AEW, that's a big ooh kind of moment.
Yeah.
I'm the same because I'm throwing Daniel Bryan in here as well. I'm more arsed about Daniel Bryan going because he is going to be wrestling every week.
Mm-hmm.
You guarantee it. He's going to be doing the G1. He's going to be fucking on New Japan Strong probably, which is just insane if that happens. So the question really is you're more of a fan than him than I am. Where do you want to see him? And what do you think? What would you want to happen versus what do you think is going to happen?
I'd like him to be in AEW because I think that's interesting. I don't know where I would put him, but I do think there's a lot of opportunity because of how good he is at speaking. You know, Eddie Kingston, MJF, you know, like battle of the mouths kind of thing. However, I think he's going to WWE.
Do you?
And I think Daniel Bryan is also going to WWE. I just feel like Daniel Bryan, I could be wrong, and I would love to be wrong, because I don't, that is the last thing I want, really. Because it ain't going to make me watch WWE.
No.
If Punk debuts back on WWE, I ain't going to watch it.
No.
I'm kind of done. Because they're not going to do anything with him. They're going to do fucking nothing with him. So, yeah, I think that's the reality of the situation is I think they're probably going to WWE, the pair of them.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. What about, so you're not bothered? But you're more asked about Daniel Bryan.
See, the thing, for my thing is like, I'm looking at what would I want to see people do more? So I want to see Daniel Bryan in the G1, mm-hmm. which is the New Japan tournament. Do I think CM Punk would be, if he wanted to be, would be in the G1? Absolutely, he would be if he wanted to be, but I don't think he does. And it's weird because it all depends on what he's up for doing. So if he's just kind of coming back and wanting to do a couple of matches and then he, you know, rides off into the sunset again, but you know Daniel Bryan's not going to be like that. He's going to be working everywhere. He's going to be wrestling everyone, and I think that is a more AEW fit.
That's true.
To me, now CM Punk is a big. See if CM Punk signs with WWE, it's a massive news story.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to be going mad. They'll probably get viewership bumps because it's CM Punk.
Yep.
Because it wasn't long enough ago for it to be, you know, I mean, it's like 10 years, but it's a big deal. I don't think he would get the same reaction from any crowd like John Cena would get the same reaction from any crowd. But if you bring him back in Chicago, then he's a made guy again.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling on it is that he would do like a couple of shows or something like that. He would be AEW's like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
He would come in a couple of times a year. You know, he would, because the thing with this Dynamite and Rampage opening up extra seats, it's the lower tier.
Mm.
It's not the upper tier. If CM Punk was on that show, they would open up every seat in that building. But it makes sense if he's coming out and doing a surprise or something like that. But me personally, if he goes to WWE, I'm not arsed, but I'll watch the reaction of him coming out. And depending on what they do with it, I'd be a kind of interested onlooker, but from afar. Like, I wouldn't buy his new T-shirt. I wouldn't do any of that shit. If he goes to AEW, it's a different story because it's a bigger news story because he's chosen to do. Because he can walk back. Anybody who says he can is out of their fucking mind. He can walk back into WWE tomorrow and be on Raw the next night or whatever. You know, SmackDown, getting me days all about ass about it. If he wanted to, he could call Vince up on Thursday evening and say, do you want me on SmackDown tomorrow? Sort me a contract out. Because
mm-hmm.
there's no way they've not offered him money. Everybody's offered him money by this point. Yeah. Numerous times he's had something come through his agent and say, here's your WWE contract, here's your AEW contract. He'll have it all already. So he knows what money both sides want to give him.
Yeah.
So if he goes to WWE, when he knows, because this is the thing, he's the massive portrayer of shit. He knows WWE shit. He does nothing but badmouth them, which they deserve to be badmouthed. You know, he knows that show is a complete fucking shit show. So if he can get the same money out of AEW, why would he go to WWE?
Mm.
So if he turns up in WWE, it's another tick in the box for me. That's like, well, he just wants to go back and do a couple of things and then probably fuck off again. If he goes AEW, it's a bigger deal.
Because
mm-hmm. it's somebody that WWE's not been able to get. But to me, Daniel Bryan's the bigger name.
Yeah.
If Daniel Bryan comes, I think the star power of Punk comes from the fact that he's been away for so long, but he constantly talks about it. Whereas I think if you put out a CM Punk t-shirt and a Daniel Bryan t-shirt this year, CM Punk's is selling more.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 months' time, Daniel Bryan's is selling more.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's just what I feel. Because I just don't think he's going to come back and have 5-star level matches.
No.
Whereas Daniel Bryan absolutely would.
Mm.
Obviously, hopefully he's safe so he can keep his neck all right and everything like that. But yeah, if I'm honest, like, the more I think about it, the more I go down the road of I'm not that arsed.
Mm.
Because I'm not, because there's so much shit going on in wrestling at the moment, and another CM Punk rumour is just another kind of thing that, well, of course they are.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there's another rumour that's come out. But there seems to be a little bit more validity to this one than the last ones.
Yeah.
So if he turns up on AEW, great. If he turns up on WWE, I'm not. It's not going to affect me because I'm not going to watch it. So, it's one of them.
Absolutely.
It's one of them for me. Any more on CM Punk?
No.
No.
Wait and see.
I think you're on the nose with that though. That's well, I hope because I'm wrong. they're so petty that that's what they do.
Mm, so, wrong.
Yeah. Well.
When's the Chicago show?
So that's September isn't it? Who knows? Last bit of AW news. Jake the Snake Roberts has re-signed to a new 2-year contract. He said he initially signed on a 10-week deal, which he said on DDP's podcast. And he said, at eight weeks, a guy comes along with some papers and he says, you need to sign this. And he's like, what's for? He's like, well, it's your contract. And he's like, dude, I've only got 2 weeks left. He's like, well, no, they're giving you another year. And now they've given him another 2 years. So that's Jake the Snake signing a new contract, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Title changes so far. So we've got Decay winning the Impact Knockouts title. Usos are the 5-time SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Nikki Ash has won the Raw Women's Championship. And the night before, Charlotte Flair won the Raw Women's Championship. We rattled through that.
We did. We actually did. I was about to say, like, what have we got left to even talk about?
So I think there's been quality over quantity for this midweek show.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Yeah. God, though, if something happens on friggin' Dynamite that's, like, microphone worthy, we're going to have to fucking talk again tomorrow.
Well, I'm more than up for that. Yeah, but we can do it the weekend. Because we would have, like normally, we would have left everything till the weekend. Mm. And that might have been, like, a fucking 5-hour job. Who knows what the fuck's happening. Do you have any Room 101s?
I don't have any this time.
Well, I've got two.
Fantastic.
I've got two Room 101s. And I will...
Is
again,
Matt Stryker one of them?
I promise he's not.
Okay.
He's not. Because I think it's harsh to put a singular person into Room 101.
I put Triple H and Stephanie in.
Yeah, they've been a bit more heinous than Matt Stryker. Poor guy's just trying to do his fucking job. You know, but he needs to get into Room 101. But I'm not gonna be the one to put him in. You guys can all put him in if you want to, but I'm not gonna do that.
That's very kind of you.
It's a bit harsh. It's a bit harsh. He's trying his best. Unfortunately his best is in no way near good enough. So I've got two Room 101s this week.
Okay.
Two that make me irrationally angry.
Sure, I know all about that.
So I'm going to go for the lesser of the two evils first. And it's Matt Riddle's birds.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right. So, what the fuck's going on here? Now, we talked about these fucking CGI graphics. You know, Roman Reigns, about 20 times darker than his actual skin colour. And the one that they did at Money in the Bank. No, it was SmackDown.
I feel like it was supposed to be like a bronze statue of him, but then it moves. So
yeah, well, now it moves, but it didn't before. But it looks shit. It looks like I've put it together on fucking clip art or something.
It does look terrible.
It looks absolutely awful. So these fucking birds, right, that fly out of his feet. I've got two reasons why they're going in Room 101, and it's these particular birds that go in Room 101.
Okay.
Point one. It looks garbage. It looks like a fucking PS1 game.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Absolute garbage. But that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is these birds, when they fly out of his feet, cover up the pyro that's coming out the fucking ring posts. Like, get a grip. And then they have to replay it from a different angle, showing the pyro. Because the birds are fucking... What the fuck? What's it got to do with him? What would be better is if he kicks it out and like a craply graphicked bros, like two bros come out of his feet. That would make more sense.
No, I don't get the bird thing.
What the fuck's it got to do with birds?
I don't know. It's very strange. Because I had never seen it.
Right.
And then when the other day when you went, oh, that fucking bird thing, I was like, I've not seen that. And you took it back. I had an impression that they were literally going to be animated to be quite near his feet, so it looked like they actually were coming from his shoes, and look a bit like, you know, those little birds in Snow White, and they just fly away, and I thought, oh, that'd be funny. It's kind of like a bit whimsical and mad because he's supposed to be high, but no, they were really shit. They were like properly terrible,
fucking massive. The geese, huge. The fucking geese coming out of his fucking feet.
They are geese. They are. They're massive. They're far too fucking big. I was expecting too much of them. And
the cover up is fucking pyro.
That's why? It's so ridiculous.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Babe, we've been over it.
What is going on? This place is a complete fucking shit show.
It is a shit show.
That graphic team. If I was Nick Khan, that graphics team are the next on the fucking chopping block.
All the people have been future endeavoured.
And they keep that fucking college intern doing that. Unbelievable.
Oh my god. So Matt Riddle's probably fucking Stephanie, isn't it? Probably learning a new
fucking coked up to shit. Anyway, Gackman strikes again. So that's Matt Riddle's birds.
Yeah. Okay.
So my second room 101. And I do want feedback on this one, because I've not seen this. So people go on about like WWE doing like, and AEW were a victim of this as well. So you don't get off scot free this time, Tony Khan. You do this as well, but they get away with it because they never win,
okay,
or very rarely win. So give me some feedback if you want this, Axel, Chris, Kyle, Brian, whatever. If this annoys you as much as it annoys me, title contender matches when they go against the champion. So, for example, and this is not the main bit. This is just fucking stupid booking. You got Knox and Shotzi go against the tag team champions. They beat them, and then next week they get a title elimination match where they go in against the champions again, and they have to beat him again to get a title shot. So that in itself is just fucking pathetic booking. But the title eliminator matches, when if somebody beats somebody, say Sheamus, for example, has got the US title.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hardy goes into a match against Sheamus. It's a non-title match, but if Jeff Hardy wins, he gets a future title match against Sheamus.
Right.
I hate it.
Yeah, it does suck.
I fucking hate it. There should be a number one contenders match between two teams or two people, and the winner gets to face the champions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, AEW does this as well with the Young Bucks all the time, but the Young Bucks always win it. So you might as well have called it a title match.
Yeah.
But they lost recently against Kingston and Penner in a title eliminator match, and then they get I think it was on the pay-per-view was the title match. I can't fucking remember. I can't keep my head around it. But something happened on the fucking title match. But I hate it. Stop doing it. It fucking drives me mad. Whenever they said it's like Kenny Omega going against Matt Sydal. If Matt Sydal beats him, he gets a title shot. It's like, why? Just do it as a non-title match. Stop telling me that it's... that it has ramifications. You're putting these champions on your show because you want them to be on the show. So just say it's a special singles match. And you can have the commentary team saying, if Sydal wins this, maybe he's going to get a title match out of it. But don't put these stupid fucking stipulations on things. It's like, if they win, they're going to get... because they're not. They never fucking do. Like, if they beat him and they get the title shot, it's like, okay, well, we've seen the match. Mm-hmm. You've already shown us the match. You're not going to do anything else. Like when they had Sydal and Dante Martin on Dark Elevation, it was a fucking amazing 4.5-star match. And then they put it on Dynamite and it's like 2.5 stars because they don't give them the time. That's the same thing. Don't fucking stop doing it.
I agree.
And definitely don't do a match the week before. Then the match the week after is a fucking eliminator match. And then we're going to have to see it a third time at some fucking point.
Oh my god, I know.
Get a grip of yourselves. I mean, is that irrational? Are you asked about that sort of thing, though?
I mean, no, it doesn't bother me at all, but I understand why it bothers you. Because it's stupid and it's boring.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it blows the wad too early.
Yeah. It's like, I don't...
It's fine saying it. If the champions are going to win, it's fine to say it. Like, it's okay. Like, I still don't like it. But if you've got, like, Young Bucks going against somebody and it's like, okay, if they get beaten, if this team... this Varsity Blondes or whatever beats them, they get a title shot down the road. Because I know they're probably not going to win it. So that's fine. But it's when it's like a constant thing of to get a shot at a title, you have to beat the champion first.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
It is nuts.
In the fucking grand scheme of like sport, if you're the UFC champion,
mm-hmm.
say you fucking name a UFC champion at the moment, like Rose Namajunas, right? Jan Jacek knocks her out in a fight. So then at another pay-per-view, she gets a shot at her belt.
I know.
What?
It's so stupid.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know.
Drives me mad.
Drives you really There's grinds a lot of things my drive gears. Me.
Really grinds my... Do you want to grind my gears? Fucking title eliminator matches against the champion. Bullshit. I thought I'd be a bit more angry on this show. I thought I'd rant a little bit longer about that WWE stuff.
Maybe you're mellowing out in your old age.
In my old age. Mellowing out. Do you know what's mellowed me out? This fucking heat.
I need that aircon on immediately as soon as this is finished because I feel like I'm dying. What's the matter?
I just swallowed an ice cube.
Oh my god, oh. That'll cool you down.
Oh, brain freeze.
Christ.
Glorious. It's just completely like
glorious.
A yeah. Glorious. Remember that? Christ.
Oh yeah, remember that.
Remember that? Are we done then?
I think we are.
Yeah?
It's so hot. I can't think straight.
It's so hot. It's so, so hot. It's a joke. We need to do the show on Saturday night and it needs to be at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Because this is a joke. No, it's going to piss down at the weekend.
Oh, thank God.
I know, I can't wait.
Thank fucking God.
Can't wait. I can get back out running again.
Get my white pasty ass back outside again. Jesus H. Christ.
I know, it's grim. Right, let's get out of here then so we can wipe that aircon on.
Okay, well, thanks very much for listening, everyone, as always. At RTM Wrestling, tweet us your thoughts. We'll read them out, read everyone's out. And until next time.
Cheerio, motherfuckers!
Gak, 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 gak! Pip, pip.
Pip, pip.